97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. It's a great day for kids in the Northeast who got sleds for the holidays. That big snowstorm is delivered as promised. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
So far, the highest snowfall amounts were in the Catskills and the eastern Hudson Valley. 14 inches in our winter today, Ulster County.
WBZ-TV's Penny Commit is in Worcester, Massachusetts, where forecasters predict as much as 15 inches.
Some people that we spoke to out here, they were not taking any chances. They fully equipped their cars ahead of the winter storm.
I got my all seasons on, but I do have my light bar on just in case, you know, it gets really thick. I've also got the LED high beams just to kind of pierce through everything and get like a good clear vision.
But officials are recommending if you can just avoid hitting the roads altogether, that's probably going to be your best plan. And hey, this is perfect snowball weather. Maybe stay in with the kids. Go play in the front yard. Don't even bother trying to get on the road.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back in the Middle East, and he's just spoken about his priorities.
In all of my meetings over the last 2 days, we've discussed ongoing efforts to better protect civilians in Gaza and to get more humanitarian assistance to them and to get the remaining hostages out and home with their loved ones.
Blinken says displaced Gazans should be allowed to return home. A CBS News survey finds Americans are becoming more concerned about the southern border crisis, but they're also unhappy with how some states are handling it. Pollster Fred Backus.
The practice of southern border states sending migrants to northern cities and states is facing increasing disapproval, particularly in the Northeast. In May, the country was evenly divided on this. Now most Americans disapprove, including nearly half of Republicans.
CBS News has been told President Biden spoke with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in a warm conversation last night. Others are not feeling the warmth after learning that he kept his hospitalization a secret for days last week. Former Vice President Mike Pence on CNN State of the Union.
I think it was a dereliction of duty, and the secretary and the administration, frankly, need to step forward and give the American people the facts.
Austin says he takes responsibility for the lack of transparency. The NTSB is investigating the Alaska Airlines 737 window blowout. Chair Jennifer Homendy says the timing likely helped save lives.
Fortunately, they were not at cruise altitude of 35,000 feet. Think about what happens when you're in cruise. Everybody's up and walking. Folks don't have seatbelts on. They're going to restrooms. The flight attendants are providing service to passengers.
Those planes now are grounded until they pass structural inspections. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he has no plans to change state government's diversity practices. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss plans to order a year-long audit of state agencies' diversity policies. The Democratic governor tells the State Journal that Voss is free to do that, but that no changes will be made. 41 Milwaukee public schools are tearing up playground asphalt and replacing it with trees and native plants. It provides a better atmosphere for play and for learning.
Behavioral referrals go down, injuries go down, and kids are more productive in their play.
That's Lisa Neeb. She's with ReFlow, the nonprofit that's helping with the project. She says natural playgrounds also are more comfortable on hot days. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
It's Bears Week in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Well, the NFL could not have asked for a better scenario. The Packers and Jordan Love with a shot at reaching the playoffs in his first year at quarterback against the Bears. And quarterback Justin Fields with a chance to be the spoiler for their rival. Fields was asked at Hallis Hall what would it mean to the Bears to get a win and finish with a record of 8-9.
It'd mean a lot to the team, the fans, the city. I think it'd be great. You know, we know that Green Bay's playing for a lot at stake. They're playing for a playoff spot right now. So I just think with kind of all that on the table, I think, you know, it'd be great, a great feeling to, you know, end the season off with a win in Lambeau, you know, get ready to play ball.
The 3:25 p.m. start will be shown to 60% of the country and is expected to draw huge ratings. Jordan Love.
That's what you play for, right? You play for these moments, these opportunities to play in the competitive games. You know, you want to be playing these games to have a chance to go to the playoffs, and it's going to be fun.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies for today. West winds and highs in the low 30s. Those clouds stick around tonight. Lower 20s by Monday morning. Clouds in mid-30s on Monday. Look out for some snow. This will be after midnight Monday night, and it will continue into Tuesday. Right now, it's 31.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
That is Lawrence Welk kicking things off on the polka party with Champagne Time. 1955, that was recorded and used for his program on TV for how many years? Forever, it seems, right? Yeah. Hi, everybody. I'm Tim Hubble, the polka guy, keeping you company. Hope you made it through the New Year's okay. And here we are, into the new year. And I'm going to play another tune here from Lawrence. And it's a million seller of his. Can you remember which one it was from 1960? How about the song called Calcutta? Sure. So let's give that one a spin. And then we get back to some polka music too, okay? Thank you.
just a boy, I play my music. I dream of the dancing people smiling up at me. But just when I thought I wouldn't make it, when I thought my heart would break, it was my mom and dad who sang this song to me.
couple of numbers from Frankie Yankovic for you there, huh? Yeah. I Will Always Love You. And we have coming up next some music from the Hiawatha Bar. I recorded this back in October of 2021. It's the Steve Meisner Band, three-piece. And he sounded really good that day. And he did a tune called the Balkan Inn, which kind of sounds like the Ukrainian polka. So I think we'll just play this for you guys. You really will enjoy this, I think. The Baltic Inn, yes. I like that tune. Let's play one more here. He's just got back on the bandstand when this started.
We're back with a little song here called The Maple Crest Polka. Maple Crest.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-botted dad to eat more plants. For the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Polka Party. We got more music on the way here. We're going to call on Edgar Heathcote along with Hank Thunander, and they're going to perform for us the Happy Cook Polka. We'll be right back.
let's waltz together to our favorite song, the one we remember for oh so long. It tells us a story that happened to us, so let's waltz together to our favorite song. It reminds us of when, dear, our love was new. It tells us that then, dear, you loved me true. So let's waltz together and then start anew. Then maybe, darling, you always be true. Let's waltz together to our favorite song, the one we remember for oh so long. It tells us a story that happened to us, so let's waltz together to our favorite song. It reminds us when, dear, our love was new. It tells us that then, dear, you loved me true. So let's waltz together
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is Wisconsin Badgers women's basketball.
One dribble up, it's good, and a foul. Step back, three is good. And Wisconsin pulls off the upset on Senior Day, 78-70 over 12th-ranked Michigan.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show. Here's the voice of Wisconsin women's basketball, John Arias.
Adversity might be the word of the day for Wisconsin in its matchup against Illinois. Travel delays last night eliminated a scheduled shootout at State Farm Center. And injuries to Brooke Schrammick and Deionis Jimenez means the Badgers will be without two starters today when 0-3 Wisconsin meets 0-2 Illinois. It's time for Badger basketball. Well, coming up on today's pregame show, we'll get a scout of the Illini with assistant coach Tiffany Morton. We'll look inside the Badger numbers with the Badger notebook, too. Also take a quick spin around the Big Ten. But when we come back, we'll hear from Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. That's next, and you're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Bananas are only 39 cents a pound at Hy-Vee. That's not a sale price. That's the price with the Hy-Vee Perks membership. And 39 cents a pound is not just the price today or this week. It's the Perks price every day. With the Hy-Vee Perks membership, you can save on hundreds of products store-wide every time you shop and count on Perks prices to stay the same. So if you want to pay less for bananas every day, sign up for Hy-Vee Perks. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Richter for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup for the 2023-24 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite school or alma mater at LDirectorsCup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. That's TheDirectorsCup.com and LDirectorsCup on Twitter. Trophies will be awarded in June 2024 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
At State Farm Center in Champaign, Illinois, the Badgers get set to take on the Fighting Illini, joined by Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. I want to take you back to the last game quickly. Nebraska, they did have a double-digit lead in the second half. Your team was able to cut it down to as little as 1 point. I guess my question is, what did you like most from your team last game against the Huskers?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, we battled for 36 minutes. I said we just didn't finish those last 4 minutes. But I think, you know, we showed a lot of resiliency, a lot of heart. Even, you know, undermanned, we were still able to show we can compete with one of the best teams in the conference. And they were coming off of a big win, and I really was proud of the way that we, you know, showed up into the game, but also the way we competed throughout.
33 three-point attempts in that game. Was that just a product of what happened on the court? And is there a magic number you look for as a coach?
33 is too many. I think, you know, ideally you want to have a third of your shots be threes. So, you know, that was about half the other night. I think, you know, Nebraska's, they kind of picked their poison. They knew that Sarah was going to dominate inside if they allowed us to do that. So they were had a lot more heavy help in the paint. So gave us the opportunity to shoot. You know, we make a couple of those, and it's a different game. And so I think, you know, that's something that we've gotten in the gym. We, you know, Natalie Leitzinger, I think, played extremely well the other night, and it's something that we have to just continue to do.
You're going to be minus a couple of starters, Brooke Schrammick, Deonis Jimenez. I guess, how are both of them doing, and what does that mean for your team today against Illinois?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we're weathering the storm of what happens throughout a season. You know, you can have some injuries or different things that kind of can hamper you. But, you know, as we've talked about many times, having a young team, it just means that there's more opportunity for players who maybe haven't had as many minutes along the way, or who have had some, you know, significant minutes, and continue to build upon that. And so, you know, obviously we'll miss having them. They've been part of that rotation that we talked about last pregame, and you know, the goal is to try to continue to just keep getting healthy.
Best of luck.
Thank you so much.
That's head coach Marissa Mosley. Badgers take on Illinois. Keep it right here. We'll come back with a scout of the Illini next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Put your phone on D&D, that means that do not disturb when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safely, so always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D, that means that do not disturb when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safely, so always remember this beat.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Never gave tea without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. Loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
And welcome back to Champaign, Illinois. Getting set for Big Ten basketball, the Badgers take on the Fighting Illini. Now joined by Wisconsin assistant coach Tiffany Morton. Let's talk about the Illini. I guess I'm not sure who you start with. I'll start with Genesis Bryant. What does the tape show about Illinois' leading scorer?
Great guard play. Great guard play. Again, very much a veteran group. Does a great job of getting downhill. One in Genesis herself and then also Cook are very much gamers. And so they do a great job of handling the ball, get downhill, knowing when to create shots and knowing when to go get a bucket. And so again, a big part of our game plan today is going to be defensively to contain penetration, control that ball screen. Again, they run a ton of ball screens for the two of them to be able to turn the corner and get downhill. So we really want to make sure we focus and hone in on that ball screen action and really, really rotate over and have some help there as far as taking away those line drives.
Yeah, so you mentioned Makaira Cook as well. I think she scored 17 points or more in three straight games. So, I mean, with those two, it just seems like quite the handful.
Absolutely. I mean, they have, again, a very much a veteran group, great guard play. Again, that's a big part of our emphasis today is really honing in on the two of them, taking away and limiting as many opportunities for them to get downhill and really controlling and dictating what they get offensively.
How does Kendall Bostic impact the game? I know she can score in double figures and almost rebound in double figures as well.
Mm-hmm. Again, great post presence inside for them. Again, she reaps a lot of benefits when you have two great guards that can get downhill and they make that nice dump down pass when the defense rotates over. So again, being able to really control the guards on the perimeter takes away some of the opportunity and touches inside for her, but then being physical with her, make sure that we box her out every possession, we keep her off the glass. You mentioned her rebounding. She does a great job of rebounding and getting second chance opportunities for them. So again, another big part of our game plan is to push her out of the paint, make tough shots a lot tougher for her, and then finish in every possession with a box out.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
All right, that's assistant coach Tiffany Morton. Keep it right here. More on the pregame show next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Women's Basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
The deep threes.
Deep three right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three and the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Tries the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
I'm Naheem Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Back And welcome back to State Farm Center in Champaign, Illinois. John Adi is with you as the Badgers are still looking for their first Big Ten win of the season. Wisconsin 0-3 in conference play, taking on the Fighting Illini of Illinois. Illinois comes in with an 0-2 Big Ten record. Last time out for the Badgers, they lost at home to Nebraska. 69-57 was the final score of the game. Didn't mark the return of sophomore Sarah Williams, who had missed the previous two games because of injury, but Williams was one of four Badgers to reach double figures. So that's six straight games now for Williams, scoring 10 or more points. She had 16 in the loss. The Badgers trailed by as many as 14 in that game. They were able to cut it down to as little as one. Now, also in today's game, the Badgers will be without the services of Brooke Schrammick. She did not travel, did not make the trip. And they're going to miss the senior, who scores almost 10 points per game this season and grabs just about six rebounds per contest. So no Schrammick in the lineup for Marissa Mosley's team. Badgers and Illini, how's the series look? Well, Illinois has won the last two in this series. Keep it right here when we come back. A quick spin around the Big Ten. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Back in Champaign, Illinois, John Adias with you courtside. It's the Badgers taking on the Fighting Illini. Time for a quick spin around the Big Ten. Let's go back to Friday as fourth-ranked Iowa rolled over Rutgers 103-69 to remain unbeaten in Big Ten play. 20th-ranked Ohio State won by 30 at Northwestern, 90-60, the final score. Yesterday, Purdue and Maryland had to be postponed because of some facility issues in College Park. Today, 14th-ranked Indiana is at Nebraska. And then, of course, right here, we've got Wisconsin taking on Illinois, and we've got the starting lineup and the opening tip-off coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM. Hey,